It is time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to us by the members of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They're encouraging you to put down your mouse and get out of the house. Local businesses invite you to mask up, buy local, and engage in safe commerce. Visit their website, carolinachamber.org, to learn more about the Chamber and their membership today. I am joined on the phone, as I am all Tuesdays, by Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. How are you doing, Jen?
I am doing well, thank you.
I hope you've had a good start to the week. We are just coming off of some news from Governor Roy Cooper that's certainly going to affect our community here in Orange County and Chatham County, too, with Group 3 moving up a week in terms of when they were going to be eligible for the vaccine. It turns out instead of March 10th, everybody in Group 3 is going to begin to make appointments beginning tomorrow. And I know we've talked with Renee Price about how everything's going with Orange County Health Department, saying that, you know, it's a little slow going. They're still working to focus on groups 1 and 2 there. But a lot of other providers in our community, what have you been hearing from community members about feedback so far on vaccine appointments and eligibility?
Well, I think I would really echo what Commissioner Price said is, you know, our local health department is, you know, they receive just a very limited number of doses. And part of that has to do with the fact that, you know, a big site like the Friday Center just has a different level of capacity with UNC hospitals to do a whole bunch more, to administer a whole bunch more doses in one day is what I understand part of that difference is. And, you know, people are coming from all over the state to UNC sites. And here in Orange County, there's a limited number of doses with specifically to the health department. And, you know, they're just trying to work through those vulnerable populations in the eligibility groups as best they can. But at the same time, it does seem like, you know, people in the different groups that have already been okayed are finding ways to get vaccinated. I've seen lots of teachers getting vaccinated this week. I know that my daughter's fifth grade teacher was able to get their first dose. They did end up going somewhere else. You know, they drove elsewhere in the state to do that. But just like people elsewhere in the state are coming here to the UNC site, you know, people are just kind of being resourceful, going where they can. Though I do appreciate that, you know, the one thing that is great about the health department is they're getting some of those doses to do some specific targeting of, you know, historically underserved communities to try and really be sure those folks are served.
Yeah, equity in terms of distributing the vaccine has been a big focus and topic, but it is also, you know, we've seen a lot of discussions on social media too about, you know, is it equitable to go get the vaccine in another place if you can? And it seems that the state leaders and really national leaders are saying, yes, if you have the means to go travel in order to get it somewhere else, go do that, because it means that folks locally who might not have the resources to go do that will then have a spot locally to open up, as long as you make sure that you are then taking your name off of a wait list. But, you know, the discussion of equity around making sure that folks are getting their opportunity is very important. And it's obviously been had in groups 1 and 2, but I think it's going to become even more important in 3, 4, and 5 too, right?
Yes, I think that's absolutely right. And I think it is a really good conversation to be having, and I'm glad it's being had, because it is not just an intellectual one. It has real world consequences on being sure, you know, as Governor Cooper keeps saying, that we really want to get shots in arms, and we don't want those shots to go to waste, but we want the arms to reflect what our state looks like. And, you know, that would be the same for our local community as well. We want the people getting them to reflect our community. But at the same time, I hear everyone being encouraged, like, we just need to keep vaccinating as many people as we can and be sure that no shots go to waste.
Right. And along the lines of state news, and that is certainly going to, that announcement today is certainly going to impact our community. We just missed out, you and I, talking about Governor Cooper's announcement last week about easing some COVID-19 and public health restrictions that have been in place for a while. That announcement came on Wednesday and went into effect on Friday. So this is our first full week of that being in place. What's your reaction to that? I know that this is similar to the rest of our community, going to help a lot of businesses in Hillsboro with these eased capacity limits.
I think that's right. You know, I know for certain that several bars are going to be really helped by that, because you know, there are some places who have little to no outside seating service. So they've really been, everyone has been struggling, but the places with extremely limited outdoor seating, the bars have really been having a hard time. So to have at least some ability to serve inside, I'm sure, is very welcome news for them. And, you know, for restaurants and gyms that have been open but have that increased capacity, I imagine that is also welcome news. And I also think that the impact on that depends, you know, on the community as well and how comfortable people feel about, you know, doing those activities inside. So, I don't have a good feel for how that's played out, you know, just over these few days that has been in effect. So
I'm sure
it's good news. Yeah.
It's definitely going to be a long-term thing. And that's kind of what Cooper was saying too, in response to some questions about this. You know, it's going to take some time, as we saw with the earlier moving into gradual reopening phases. It takes a couple weeks in order to then see, okay, what is being reflected in our data from these differences. We're speaking with Hillsboro.
That's right.
Yeah. We're speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver. HillsboroNC.gov is the place to go to for town government news. And Jen, we know that one piece of news that the town has shared, and we knew this, but it's coming up next week, is a public hearing has been set for the potential changing of the Thomas Ruffin street name, correct?
That is right. That'll be happening on Monday evening.
Yeah, and so an interesting story there, ongoing discussion really across the country right now, but we've also seen it centralized in northern Orange County too, not just with Thomas Ruffin Street, but also a very heated discussion in Orange County schools in the last few weeks or so too, with Cameron Park Elementary School and now CW Stanford. Just to prepare people for what to expect Monday night, what is going to happen with this public hearing and what steps are going to be taken in terms of considering renaming this street?
Well, you know, this is the first time that we will be implementing this new process that we've created for any kind of renaming. So it'll be new for everyone, but I expect it to be, you know, familiar as far as public hearings go, in that we will, you know, open the public hearing, and then the folks from Thomas Ruffin Street who made this request will come and speak, and we will be able to ask them questions, and I'm sure we'll be asking staff if there are any other, you know, what repercussions there may be just for, you know, for renaming things generally, because it has logistical implications for sure. And there may be others who want to speak on the issue as well. And we just need to let the process play out.
Absolutely. And I know that commissioners will, you know, step back, and this is the time for the public to comment on it, hence public hearing. But, you know, the town has made a lot of efforts, not just in recent years, but in general, to have a pretty big focus on making sure that it is a place where everybody feels comfortable and a place that honors many people. And as you see these discussions going around in your community, you know, how does that make you feel? I know it's tough with Hillsboro has such a rich history when you're having to have discussions about that history and those people, because, you know, it doesn't necessarily reflect the community's values anymore, or doesn't necessarily fit with how people want to live comfortably and in a place where they don't feel threatened, oppressed, or intolerant.
Yeah, I think I would describe my reaction to it as it is difficult at times, but I absolutely welcome it. I described it last week as, you know, it's sort of like you know, the life of a caterpillar, the life of a butterfly is it probably doesn't feel good to be turned into soup, you know, when the caterpillar's in the cocoon. but then what you get on the other side is, you know, something really beautiful. And I think that in that way, these renaming conversations really give us a powerful opportunity to really have these hard conversations and talk about what kind of community to really be the community that we have claimed to aspire to for a very long time, and to make that more actionable and more real.
Well, HillsboroughNC.gov, again, is the website to go to for more information on that public hearing and the Board of Commissioners meeting that's going to be held next Monday. We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. And Jen, we've got to begin to wrap up, but anything else going on around town that you want to let folks know about?
Just encourage folks, as always, to check out the visithillsboroughnc.com site, and you can find out all sorts of town events that are happening that are COVID safe, many of them online, or checking out our many art galleries. There are lots of ways to be safe and be out in Hillsborough.
Absolutely, especially with the good weather that we're beginning to have, too. That is definitely an added bonus. All right, Jen, thanks so much for speaking with us again this week, and we'll chat with you again soon.
Sounds good, Brighton. Thank you.